Hello and welcome to Follow Me and Die. I'm your host, Larry Hamilton, and today is episode 75, another Tuesday Tales. Last week I discussed insanity and promised I'd tell the story this week of how Griswold almost died of disease, and once again, another cleric had to heal him. A while after the incident with the cursed book and the insanity, it was probably a couple years of game time, might have even been a couple years of real time, Griswold was intent on reclaiming his fief, the lands that were last occupied by his father before the Buchanans drove out the Stuarts. Well, when they drove out the Stuarts, the orcs and other baddies moved in, and in his various forays against the orcs, he came across some orc warren and found what had been the seat of his line of dukes, last sat upon by his father. He nearly burned it to pieces because he cast a fireball in the room where it was to take out the orcs that were in there. Managed to make it save and wasn't totally destroyed, so he reclaimed that. Over time, he had more and more forays against the orcs. He got slightly more powerful and finally started winning a few battles and not losing every single troop he had. And he went against the orcs, and there was this 500-foot-tall hill that allowed him to sort of look over the ring of hills around the town that had once been his father's. Well, it had been destroyed because of an earthquake. There was this huge, enormous earthquake. The castle fell in. Lots of people died. It turns out the epicenter was right over a battle when we went and fought Lord Gordon, who formed a breakaway kingdom. And so while everybody was affected, including the orcs, Griswold decided to strike while they were weak. So the town had rubble for walls and buildings. They'd kind of patched things up. And it was close enough to a trade route that the merchants would just give in and give the orcs whatever tribute they wanted. And Griswold promised another player character, a magic user, much higher than him, a share of whatever the spoils were. And he helped out, and the orcs tried to push us off the hill, and we blasted them and used siege engines and all kinds of stuff, and we hurt them a lot more than they hurt us, and they pulled back. I think we may have had a few back-and-forth skirmishes before and after that, and I guess we hurt them bad enough that they weren't going to stick around because they knew we were going to clean them out. Well, we go to investigate, and they'd abandoned the town. So we go into the town, and we're looking around, and there's these warehouses. And we're like, ooh, let's open the door. It was trapped. Not having a thief around and not having fine traps ready because I was ready for battle, not dealing with traps, lost a couple of warehouses. After the first one, we were aware of it. We managed to save some of the stuff. Then we found a couple of wells, and one of them had a couple of dead orcs thrown down it. So we had the orcs hauled out, cast Purify food and drink on it a couple times, and Griswold decided he was going to be the one to test it. Well, you guessed it. He just tasted it, and it was still nasty, and he got sick. And it was the next day he was deathly ill and unable to cast spells, and we had to find a cleric to heal him, because if he hadn't got help in another day or two, he'd have died. That's the story. Not a lot to it, but there again, be careful what you eat and drink in game, especially if the game master uses rules for disease. And I'm sorry for the late episode. This week has been a crazy week. If you didn't know, I support payroll and accounting software, and several of our clients just now started to prepare their W-2s to send off to their employees. We're scrambling because the deadline to have those postmarked is January 31st. I forgot it was Tuesday. I've been so busy. I was working on another project, and I took a break, and all of a sudden I realized, oh, it's Tuesday, so here's a short little episode. I also have a little call from Shane of Three Toadstools, and Shane's podcast is Gilligan's Isle of ADD. Why?
Hey Larry, I'm just calling in to say hi. I hope you're doing well. And I hope the weather is warmer where you're at. Cheers, it's Shane.
Hey, Shane, thanks for calling in. I don't know if it's any warmer down here in Kalamazoo, Michigan than it is up there where you are, but it is dang cold. Been running supplemental heaters and bundled up and been wearing a hat inside, and I live in a house that's almost 100 years old and it is not well insulated like the guy we bought it from claimed it was. It does have a good furnace because the one that was in here when we bought it died, so it's only a few years old and it does a good job, but lack of proper insulation, it can only do so much. So I hope you're staying warm up there yourself. Thanks for calling in. And I had a new podcast follower that is the Roll Per Second podcast. It looks like they're based out of Guadalajara, Mexico. So bienvenidos a Roll Per Second. Gracias para. Oh my goodness, I'm tired, so my Spanish vocabulary has evaporated. Thank you, Roll Per Second, for following. I'll have to check out your podcast. I assume it's in Spanish. I haven't had a chance to listen. I did study a little bit of Spanish in high school, actually 3 years worth. I'll use that as an opportunity to work on my fluency. So thank you, everybody. I appreciate all your support and all your thoughts. Thank you all for listening, and game on. And here's the end blurb. You can find Follow Me and Die at my blog, followmeanddie.com, here on Anchor and the other places where my podcast is syndicated, Follow Me and Die on YouTube, and you can find me on various sites where you see my social media avatar by the amazing Satine Phoenix. I have a social page on my blog that directs to all of my various social media. To get more of my thoughts and opinions in the realm of RPGs and games, check out my other sites. I also contribute to Multiverse.World by the new TSR. If you like the podcast and the other things I share online, there are a few ways you can support my efforts. First, tell me and tell others. Just getting the word out is important. Consider backing me on my Patreon. Patrons get a vote on what PDF I publish next on One Bookshelf. You can check out my growing list of PDFs at either DriveThruRPG or RPG Now. And if you like what you see, please let me know. And if there's something that doesn't quite suit you, please let me know. Constructive criticism is very important for those of us who publish our own PDFs. I also have a Teespring store where you can get a shirt with my logo, the same one by Satine Phoenix. Thanks for listening. And game on.